the dark, I play my dream. Purple culture flows like sweet streams. I'm the daddy breath of no healthy. Reading the world like it's meant to be. I'm a culture B-I-O-B, I'm the king. Back to love in everything. Bring a change, making it last.
Welcome to episode 343 of the Permaculture Pimpcast, where PIMP stands for Permaculture is My Passion. The only Pimpcast on planet Earth where we discuss permaculture, preparedness, and practical living. Oh, yeah. Good to be with y'all today. If you're coming in right now, hit that thumbs up. Tell everybody we're live so they can go ahead and start suppressing the information they don't want everybody to hear about. This episode, as always, brought to you by Hickory Ridge Soap from twooldcrowshomestead.com.
Turn that simp into a pimp.
Bam! Soil Saviors. Yeah, that's our new advertiser here this time. And it's going to be for a while because, folks, if you're wondering how we're cleaning up Western North Carolina and the product we were using, well, we used it for over, 8 months before we even told anybody about it, because the stuff does work. And it works even better if you have some of that biocomplete compost that we use. So anyway, we got a link in the show notes, right? And yes, at the website?
And at the website, yep.
All right, cool. So, yeah, go check that out. So we're going to not mess around. Want to thank everybody for coming in. Hey, hey, Alabama. Linda Scales, Amandy's Secret Garden. No, that's not a that's a E.
Sorry, I got the wrong glasses on.
I could mess that up. So Shelly and a whole gang of others. So I'll thank everybody for coming in. And once again, hit that thumbs up. Tell everybody we're live. All right, so people are asking about those shirts I wear, particularly the one I wore in that one video where I was out panhandling. So Eric's site is also at the website and also on the show notes, I take it?
Yes, you have to. There's a link in the description and on the website for his. It only shows one T-shirt, though, so you have to click on that link, and then it'll take you to his website where there's like four or five other shirts that he's got.
Yeah, and he's going to have quite a few more. So apparently Eric is putting these things together. I've seen them, and I'll be buying them some. So did you already buy them?
Yes.
Okay. That's good. That's good to know. So yeah, so we're also customers. So anyway, I'll be wearing those shirts, and if you want one, you know where to find them, because everybody's always asking about those. All right, so let me jump into the elephant in the room, or at least the one that seems to be like going halfway viral, at least for me on X right now. And that's regarding the short that I put out yesterday on X and YouTube. And of course, TikTok will absolutely ban anything you say about weather manipulation. So if I'm so far off the mark, why are they going out of their way to ban it? But everybody is putting that video around right now. And it was talking about the stuff, you know, what they're doing as of late. They're not doing it in the middle of the day as much. Yeah, they still do that sort of thing, but they know too many people are waking up right now. So what they're doing it is at night. If you go up there with some night vision goggles, look at all the planes going across the sky and look what happens, and then find out what you wake up to. It's going to be that haze that we see every single morning as of late. And it's only ramped up. And folks, look, I'm not left, I'm not right, I'm not Democrat, Republican, any of that garbage. I'm just telling you the way it is. I'm calling balls and strikes. And I'm going to tell you that chemtrails are 10 times worse since Trump got into office the second time. I know, because I look at the sky every single day. So they ramped it up. And what are some of the side effects that you've been feeling?
Well, I always have this persistent cough ever since, I don't remember when, but it's always there. And just like the last, two or three days, just absolutely wiped out. I have no energy.
Yeah. Neither one of us. And, it's between a combination of that. And then also, you know, of course they're going double heavy on whatever it is they're doing with the electronic warfare. And every time we've talked about it before, every time you see those ripples in the clouds, that's exactly what's going down, folks. They're using a combination of the, and Dane Wigington, of course, talks about it to a great extent. And also Ariana Masters. I hit her up the other day and I sent her a text asking, man, what are they like going double time? Because even the animals were, I mean, yeah. even the animals were like what, not even wanting to move.
What morning was that?
Day before yesterday.
Yeah. We went out and like the sheep, usually they're a little bit sluggish in the morning because just because they've eaten most of the night, but like we moved them to new grass and they just laid back down. Like, yeah,
it was bizarre. And then I was also feeling it at the same time. Like, okay, we get them. Look, if you do this work for any period of time, when you get them over to a new pasture, that's what makes my day every single day. And then they were like, we're just going to lay down. And I was like, man, what is going on right now? So I hit up Ariana. And if you haven't checked out her website, Ariana Masters, good night, man. I get over there, check out her website, and I ask her, hey, what is going on in Western North Carolina? And she says, oh, mysteriously, the link to all of the radar data that's going on over there just went mysteriously dark all of a sudden. How about that? And then it comes back up, and then she sends me a text that I see in the morning, the following morning, saying basically, yeah, man, I ended up looking at the data over there and you guys were getting hit with something that you don't see every day. So yeah, they're definitely Kentucky frying everybody. And the sad thing is that nobody seems to, you really can't get anybody to care for the most part. I wonder if is that the same experience that everybody else out there is having? Because it's like, no matter how much you scream from the mountaintops, yeah, you know, we got our core people. And of course we're part of your core people that are awake to this. Folks, I'm just hoping that people wake up, and maybe I think that is what resonated in that video that I put out, is that people are starting to say, yeah, at what point do we wake up when it all falls apart? Because I called up Dane Wigington. I had to talk to Dane about a number of things. He's from geoengineeringwatch.org, probably the world's foremost geoengineering expert, not even a close second out there. Remember, Dane was the same one that told me, and I talked about this before. Dane was the same exact person that told me a month and a half before it came out, and I was talking about it on this podcast, that the new talking points were going to be that it's coming in the fuel exhaust. And then Dane gave me chapter and verse how that is an impossibility, and how every aircraft mechanic out there is saying this is an impossibility because the engines run so hot that they would literally, they would, number one, gum up if you try to run this stuff through the engines. So there, and he told me this a month and a half before it even happened. Well, anyway, I'll call up Dane yesterday, and the guy's never been so, how do I say it?
He used to be pretty level-headed. Like,
he's still level-headed.
No, but there's some, he's level-headed, but you could tell there is a sense of just frustration and almost anger every time you hear him talk.
Yeah, every time
to be there.
Yeah, in a podcast before, you would hear him and he would be like, he would just kind of lay it out there. And now when you hear his updates, I mean, good night, man. He's screaming it from the rooftops. And then I called him up and, you know, was like, hey, man, is everything cool? You know, how you holding up? Because I don't know how you do this for 25 years and not beat your head against the wall. Now, Dane is one of those guys that's in phenomenal shape, eats impeccably. And I mean, just a model of health up one side and down the other. But I'm like, man, hey, bro, you all right? You know, and he's just giving me the skinny and basically saying, dude, the life support systems on this planet are failing. And I mean, I guess that's about the best way you can put it. He said the life support systems on this planet are failing.
Well, and you
and
also,
nobody cares.
You also have to remember where he's at. He's in California, which they are, some of their mixtures have it so that it stays dry out there. And there's just forest fire after, they are just burning the American West.
Yeah, they have, I mean,
it's just every summer, it's the same thing.
Well, it's even worse. And of course, nobody in the mainstream prostitute media is going to tell you about it. But folks, I wish all I could talk about in this podcast was just permaculture stuff. But folks, it's starting to get dire. I mean, things are getting crazier. And I'm going to try as best I can. I know that we lose people every single folks, you may not know this, but every single time we do a podcast, we have at least 10 to 50 people that disappear. every single time we talk about this sort of thing. So, hey, you know what? Like I said from the very beginning, it's not about trying to get a million subscribers like so many others try to do. It's trying to build a family here of people that we can relate to and can relate to us. And so it's a joy to be able to know that all you folks are out there. And I know you're in the same place as us. I mean, I know a lot of you are. There we go. Bobby Spags in the his house. So, yeah, Midwest Preparedness. So you want to check them out, too. Really good festival over there. Can't wait to have Bobby back on. So other things we got going on around here. I'll stay away from the gloom and doom for a moment for the time being. And things that – this is a big deal, folks. And I've talked about it before, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it again. Yeah, Israel warning signs. Yeah, Israel gets free college health care and abortion on demand, and we pay $4 billion of our taxes to Israel. Yeah, yeah. How about that? Yeah, don't get me started on that, man. If you go to my X feed, you're going to see a lot of that stuff on there, where I'm like, okay, we got veterans on the street panhandling, but meanwhile, we got all this money to send overseas to them and. You know, how many others? Yeah. Explain that one to me. You know, Trump's going to end the war over there in Ukraine in 24 hours. And here we are sending missiles over there right now. Meanwhile, grandma and grandpa can't, you know, get their necessary heart medication. And I'm supposed to be happy about this. I'm supposed to get on here and talk about all these puppy dogs, rainbows, have Michelle do some trad wife videos and stuff like that. I'm supposed to be happy about this. You know what? I'm a farmer. That means I'm going to need an earth. And when we're courting World War III.
And he is about to give Bear Monsanto immunity also.
Yeah. How about that? And that's just a short list, folks. I mean, I'm not going to go down that road just yet. I just said I wasn't, and I just started. So I'm just going to kind of pull back the reins a little bit. Let's talk about something that's going to be very, very helpful to you. Now, we've done, and along with William, you know, you can check him out at the Permaculture Consultant on YouTube. We've done video after video for I don't even know how many years now, showing you how to build compost. You know, one thing that we haven't done a really good job of is telling you how to maintain it. And that's, I mean, that's as important as the compost because, Michelle, what happens if it goes bone dry?
Well, all your organisms die.
Or they go, they don't just.
Well, they die, but they also go into, what's that called?
Cysts or spores or.
Which is, I'm trying to think of the word and I'm drawing a blank. But basically, yeah, I mean, if there's not, if it's dry, it's not going to sustain your organisms.
Yeah, so that's a big thing right there, folks. Water your compost. I know it's hot as blazes out there right now for a lot of folks. And still hasn't broken 90 here, but, you know,
it's about to next week.
Well, we'll see about it. But still, I mean, that's nothing here. I mean, you have 90 degrees in Kansas with high humidity or Texas or Oklahoma, Nebraska, even. Yeah, that's a whole different kind of heat out there. But anyway, folks, do not forget about your compost. If you made that pile, you're happy with yourself. You're like, oh, yeah, man, I knocked it out of the park. You're not done. If you let it dry out, if you put it in that pile and you let it dry out, your nematodes are going to go deep. They're going to go where they can find moisture. Your fungi, all those things are going backwards. It's like you never even made it at all. So you need to keep the moisture on it. And I can't stress that enough. I mean, there's been a time or two where I've gotten a little bit close, like, oh, shoot, man, I almost dropped the ball here. So you've got to keep that stuff watered. So go out there, grab a handful of it. Squeeze it as hard as you can, and you should get about a drop of water out of there. That is the perfect moisture. That's about 50%. Now, if you got a worm bin, you're going to want it a little bit wetter, maybe about 70% or something, you know, along that line. So you got to, folks, I can't stress that enough. You are going backwards. Now, if you can just take the compost and put it out in your garden, obviously you water that from time to time. You can grow a cover crop in there. You can do all kinds of wonderful things. You can take that biology, get it back in the soil. That is a really, really awesome way of going about it. So that is one tip that you really, really, really need to know about. So other things we got going on around here. Michelle, you were doing some weed eating yesterday.
No, I was.
Yesterday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I was. Silvergrass. That's growing on a bank that I'm trying to plant all comfrey. So it just takes over and there's no more silvergrass. So it's just, it's takes a while to get rid of it when you've let it go past a certain stage.
Well, and part of the problem is too, we let the sheep go through first and they'll eat everything but the silvergrass. So it makes it a lot easier when you go through with a weed eater to take down the silvergrass. The problem is the people that had this place before us put down that idiotic weed mat.
Yeah. It's like a weed block that's been there for, I don't even know how many years. So now that you've got that mat and then you've got this mat of stuff growing on top of it. So it's a giant nightmare.
Yeah. So it's don't use that weed block stuff. I mean, you don't have to. I mean, do you see it growing in nature? Do you see it anywhere in nature? No, you don't. And it honestly makes it a nightmare when you go back to do anything. So avoid any of that weed blocking stuff because you don't need it. So, all right. So, one thing I've been doing as of late and trying to be more conscious of is trying to eat more seasonally. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, obviously, we got enough meat out there to feed a platoon for a year, you know? And now, obviously, eating our own meat isn't a problem. But, you know, from time to time, I'm kind of letting my weight go back the other way. And I was like, oh, okay, I need to start lobbing this stuff back off again. So let me just go ahead and, start getting my diet squared away again, which I've been doing. So I'm eating more seasonally. So if it's in season, I'm going to try to eat it. If it's not, then I'm just going to kind of stay away from it. So notwithstanding that little cheat day I may have on Saturday, which is probably going to be some einkorn biscuits, right? Or something. Apparently, judging by that laugh, I ain't getting no biscuits.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, gee, that was labored. Uh-huh. So anyway, what else do you got going on around here?
In the kitchen, what are you talking about?
Well, okay.
As far as einkorn biscuits or what?
Okay. I'm going to go back and I'm going to tell you about, okay, we got 17 gallons of honey. And this is only halfway in the season, y'all. And I kind of talked about it before, but I'm going to kind of go into it a little bit more. And I think the reason why we got more honey mid season than we do in the whole season any other time. And I think the reason why is by put away the weed eater, unless in cases where we need to chop down some silvergrass. In the past, what I would do is let the sheep go through when we were trying to build a pasture. I would go through and knock off all the seed heads. Well, when you do that, you invariably take out all the flowers too, which means your pollinators got to work harder for food. So I didn't do that this year. And I think that's accounted for why we got so much doggone honey. I mean, three solid days. I haven't been able to do anything else but process honey, but I finally got it done. 17 and a half gallons, I think, somewhere around there. So, yeah, this stuff is off the meat wagon and it tastes fantastic. So one more thing. And folks, this is just another one of those things where you got to stay alert, at least in the political realm too. I mean, you know, people say, well, I'm not a political person. Well, okay. You're either an activist or an inactivist. Either way you're involved, you better be paying attention. And the thing is, if all this stuff that's going on right now happened under President Kamala Harris, it pains me to even say that, people would be burning this place to the ground. But because it's happening under the Trump administration, nobody seems to care. Take, for example, this thing that's going through the House right now. And, you know, I had to bring this up, the Stop Hate Act. And, so basically this Stop Hate Act basically tells social media companies they're going to be fined $5 million for not suppressing the speech of people like you and me. So just like my person a moment ago who was saying something about Israel, they basically want to make you, quote, a terrorist. If you say anything at all, it's okay to burn the American flag, but you can't burn the Israeli flag. You can say anything you want about America, but if you say anything about Israel, folks, doesn't that mean we're a captured operation? I mean, I don't even know what planet I'm on. And mainstream evangelicals are the worst. Had this happened under Kamala Harris or the $500 billion that went to the tech bros under Kamala Harris or any of the above under Kamala Harris, people would be blowing their minds. So I'm asking folks, where are your principles? Do they only apply when they're Democrats in office? I mean, shouldn't you care no matter who? Wrong is wrong no matter who's doing it. A violation of the First Amendment is a violation of the First Amendment, and I don't care who's in there. I don't care if it's Trump. I don't care if it's anybody. Folks, we are losing our freedoms. We are losing them, and we're applauding as it happens, as it unfolds. You better stay alert and stay alive, folks. I mean that because this is happening in a massive way. Now, it's usually when I start talking like this that, you know, we're going to lose half the people on the feed. But frankly, I don't care anymore. We are losing. I wish more people that are in this space, because they'll talk about this stuff privately, but they won't say it publicly. Folks, I've been in the conversations, okay? They will talk about this stuff privately, but they won't ever say it publicly because they're worried about you losing an audience. I don't care. I was looking for a job when I found this one. So I really don't care. At the end of the day, all I want to do is live free. And you're not going to do it when they have the Stop Hate Act out there. The fact that this wasn't laughed right off the Capitol steps is an affront to all of us. But here we go. You know, yeah, stop hate. But that's what they call it. They never call it what it is. They never call it abortion. They call it a woman's right to choose. They don't call it, you know, working. They call it right to work. They never call it what it is. So the nicer it sounds, or the Patriot Act, which was anything but patriotic. I mean, good night. We're just going to double, triple down on it. So anyway, just stay alert to all this stuff that's going on, folks, right now. And stand by your principles if you got them. I would suspect if you're listening to this podcast, you do. But look, I'm going to say it loud and I'm going to say it proud, and I don't care what the consequences are. So if it means someday I got to put my tools back on, look, I got into this with a full understanding that I may have to go out there and do what I used to do, which is okay. I make a good living doing it. But it's not going to be, this country isn't going to fall apart, or I'm not going to look back and say to my grandbaby, yeah, you know, it fell apart because I was too much of a coward. I was too much of a pussy to sit here and stand up and, you know, fight for your rights and your First Amendment. You know, that freedom of, you know, that First Amendment, you know, that sacrosanct supposed to be. Because I lack the balls to go out here and stand up for you, this is why you're living in this gulag. Yeah, it ain't going to happen to me. Well, at least that's not the conversation I'm ever going to say. So, folks, I'm just going to tell you, stand up. All right, so I'm G'd up from the feed up every single podcast. Yeah, my feet are on this mat. Honey, where's yours?
Hogging the whole space.
I'm all the way on this side. Now you know what it feels like when I go to sleep. Yeah, I get that much of the bed. I gotta, yeah. See, so now you know what that feels. Oh, you got your feet on this Redemption Shield mat. So we're G'd up from the feet up, and I mean grounded. You know what time it is, y'all. So if you need a grounding mat or any of the devices they provide over there to keep you safe, 10% off with promo code PERMA at redemptionshield.com. And then also WaveWatch. Yeah, you know what? I wonder if they got a setting on there to counteract some of the chemtrails that are going on.
I think you only use one setting on there. They have like hundreds of settings.
I got 1,000.
Okay. And you use one.
Yeah. I use Selfeggio, and
you should go through.
Well, you know what? When I'm going to town and I'm going to be around these hoople headed morons in there, and I might be going upside somebody's head, I need something that's going to keep me chill. So I leave it on Selfeggio, putting all those nice tones in there before some fool says the wrong thing.
You should put it on the anger one.
They got that setting?
Yeah, they have. This is why I keep saying they have a ton of settings, and you keep using the same one.
Yeah, well, it seems to work out right now. You know, I'm not facing a lawsuit so far. So, you know, hey, WaveWatch, Billy 100 will get you $100 off that. They got a new design out there. I wear that old one. It looks like I'm calling in artillery. The new one is kind of sleek, and it's kind of, you know, for women out there, you know, you don't want to be wearing this big thing. So, yeah, they got a new design out there, and that thing works. I get nothing but wonderful compliments for it. So anyway, Homesteaders United is coming up, the Jamboree. That's going to be August 28th through the 30th. I think it's still on. Following that, I'm not going to be at the Homesteaders United Jamboree, but I will be at the East Tennessee Homestead Alliance Festival. That's September 12th and 13th in Knoxville, Tennessee. I don't know why I keep wanting to say Kentucky, but anyway, that's going to be in Knoxville. So be there, be square. I'm going to be talking about soil. I'm going to be telling you how to get your stuff off and running. And there's going to be a lot of other cool people there as well. All right. So with that said, I'm going to get into some good news because I can't keep this thing so dark as of late. Well, okay.
it's not a good start.
Yeah. Well, you know, I started talking about how we're losing our freedoms, y'all, and I just kind of lose it from there. So you'll have to excuse me. All right. So this isn't necessarily good news.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your
good news story is not a good news story. It's clear just, I'm going to have to go back to picking the good news stories.
Why? We ain't talking about puppies.
Well,
we're
going to.
Yeah. SSRI shocker. So check this out. This is good news because you're being made aware of it. So anxiety and depression drugs cause birth defects, according to scientific studies. So there's been a number of studies out there, and they're finding out that this is dreadful what's happening to these little babies because nobody's bothering to tell these pregnant mothers, hey, you should not be on serotonin drugs.
Did they not do the studies before they decided it was safe, I guess?
Oh, well, didn't that sound familiar? Didn't they just jab a whole bunch of people up without doing those studies?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So the same thing's happening with the little babies out there. And they're coming back with some pretty bad disorders. I mean, folks, if you can, just try to get off everything you possibly can that's at all tied to the pharmaceutical industry. And, you know, hopefully I have Logan on here pretty soon again to talk about. I'm realizing that we need to go through. There's so many people that I'm trying to turn on to circadian health. And the biggest thing is everybody's like, well, where do I start? Well, we're going to get Logan back on here and talk about that very thing. So maybe you can drop some of those things. Maybe you can drop some of those serotonin drugs. I mean, y'all, I had the worst case of sleep apnea anybody's ever seen. And do I wear that? Do I use that machine anymore?
Nope.
Nope. I'm the only one I know that ever used it. It stopped using it because I cured it. Okay. Am I allowed to say that on here?
I think you're allowed to say whatever you want.
Yeah, well, they may just pull it because I said that. Yeah, like I said, I'm the only one I know that's ever gotten on, and I had the worst case of sleep apnea they said they had ever seen. And just following a few simple things, y'all, I don't use that thing anymore. I don't have to. And then when you listen to Dr. Jack Cruz talk about that thing, you find out that machine's absolutely the worst thing you can be doing. But yeah, don't tell your local pulmonologist that. But anyway, if you can get off these things, if you can get rid of every crutch you have out there, folks, if you can, now's a good time to start doing it. All right, so here's some other good news. U.S. Olympic and Paralympic committees ban transgender women from sports in compliance with President Trump's order. Okay, I haven't been really proud with a whole lot of what Trump has been doing as of late. And honestly, some people were, yeah, I mean, I'm glad that he pointed out what should be obvious.
I'm glad he fixed what never should have happened in the first place.
Yeah. So, trans testicles, you won't be competing with women. At the face of it, I just can't even believe that this is even happening. I can't even believe that a guy can go in there and compete with a woman in a combat sport like boxing or mixed martial arts and get away with this.
But it's always the way that it happens is what is. It's like this. The story is always the man wasn't doing very good in his sport. He was at the bottom third at least, or at the bottom, and then he decides that he's gonna go compete against the women. Like, what kind of man would be proud to say I just beat a bunch of women?
I don't know. There was this kid back in it was this kid I went to school with named Dwight, and I remember he was like bragging about this hook that he dropped this girl with, and it was a girl that he hit. And I was like, he said, y'all see that hook? I'm like, dude, what?
Punched a woman.
She had it coming for what she did. I mean, she kicked him in the jimmy for absolutely no reason whatsoever, and then he drops her with a hook.
Maybe she had her reasons.
Well, it wasn't evident to us. Anyway, she just came up there on the playground, dropped him right there.
She just decided to walk up and kick him.
Yeah, just went up there, kicked him in the jimmy, dropped him.
I'm sure there was more to that story.
And we were all just like, whoa. He got up and then hit her with a hook, and he said, y'all see that hook? And I'm like, what? I remember a kid, and I remember, I mean, I might have been, I don't know, 12, but I remember thinking, I don't even know how to process this. But even then, he got in all kinds of trouble for hitting a woman, but now you can claim your trans testicle, go into a ring and beat a woman half blind. Yeah, craziest thing I've ever heard. Like the one that just did that tell-all interview with, I think it was on with Stu Peters. It was a trans testicle that was an inmate locked up with Ghislaine Maxwell, supposedly. Like I said, I see more evidence that Bigfoot eating at a Waffle House than I have of Ghislaine Maxwell in the slammer. I ain't even sure. Look, they can tell me whatever they want. They've lied so much, I'm not even believing that woman's incarcerated. I've seen no solid evidence that she's in the penitentiary at all. So anyway, supposedly this trans testicle was being interviewed by Stu Peters, and he's like, I mean, he was halfway through the interview and he brought up, he says, well, you're a tranny, right? Like, yeah, I'm a transgender. And he says, okay, and you were in a woman's prison? Tell me how that works.
Yeah. Yeah. I would be transgender too if it meant I got out of the man's prison and went to the woman's prison.
Yeah. So anyway, he was linked up supposedly with Ghislaine Maxwell. Yeah. I don't know that I necessarily buy that. All right. So the third one, the indispensable tomato, a superfood with exceptional health benefits. Now, keep in mind, these tomatoes that we're talking about here are homegrown tomatoes or ones maybe you get at a reliable farmer's market. And just because you go to a farmer's market, folks, it may be like that one in Kansas City where they're pulling them out of dole boxes and putting them in little wicker baskets to make it look like, remember that? Yeah, they would sit here and dress up like Amish, put this stuff in wicker baskets, and you see the dole boxes out there that they pulled them out of. I'm like, come on, man. So yeah, I mean, you know, it's rich in vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and lycopene, which is really great for your heart, and a whole bunch of other stuff out there. But if you get them in the store, there ain't no telling what they sprayed them with, folks. And now with that appeal, I mean, good night, man. Who even knows what you're getting? I mean, folks, and this is, I mean, they're probably doing that at Whole Foods and some of the other places
I
as
think
well.
They are.
Okay, so you don't even know what you're getting. So anyway, homegrown tomatoes. Michelle will grow so many of them that I will be canning them. In fact, I got so many. How many? I don't even know how many I canned this last time. Why?
I didn't grow so many because it was May, and we still hadn't canned the tomatoes. We still hadn't canned the tomatoes from last season. When did you can them? Like April and May?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was not long ago, but we froze them until then, you know, and. Look, I can still make some ballin' sauce even after all that time. So, look, anyway, tomatoes really good, but know where you're getting it, folks. I mean, good night, man. Are they hitting us 30 ways to Sunday or what? I mean, from the sky, the water, the food. I mean, I guess it is a testament to how resilient the human body really is because good night, man. I mean, all of us are hit up with so much toxicity. And it's like they're like under the, you know, since Trump got in, they're like, okay, can we kick up the chemtrailing now? Because it's getting crazy.
It's not just the chemtrailing. It's the frequency that they use along with all of the metals that are in the chemtrails.
Yep. Well, you don't hear a whole lot of other people talking about it, but you're going to hear about it on this podcast. All right. So we don't have anything from Eric today. I imagine like everybody else this time of year, he's probably running at 100 miles an hour. I mean, and look, there's so many people hitting me up this time of year to do this, do that. Look, I can't do it. Summer, spring and summer, especially as things ramp up for us and as we add more to the plate all the time and still try to dig out from this hurricane, I just don't have the bandwidth, folks. I mean, I can't go places. I can't do things. I can't do what a lot of other, not to say that I'm sitting here bellyaching about it. No, because I do what I love. But at the same time, I don't have time for visits and hanging out and doing a whole lot of other things that a lot of people do. You know, this time of year, we are working from dawn till dusk, quite literally. So, hey, it is what it is, but I love what I do. All right. EMP Shield, $50 off with promo code PERMA. Remember, things go sideways. It's going to get stupid, especially in this country. But if it does, you want to make sure that you're not stuck out there where all the other hoople heads waiting in traffic. Look, if you can get around it because you got an EMP shield on your vehicle, well, you're the better for it. Or let's say a lightning strike happens, knocks out the whole neighborhood, Kentucky fries everybody else's house. Well, guess what? If anything gets damaged downstream of this thing, they're going to cover you for 25 G's. That's right. That's why I reached out to EMP Shield. And remember, $50 off with promo code PERMA. And folks, I'm going to have some other advertisers hopefully here in the near future concerning some other things that I know people ask about all the time, and I just haven't done the work of trying to reach out to somebody, you know, for reliable stuff. So just hang loose. We'll have some more stuff in the future. All right. So we're going to get down to brass tacks here. I got to ask, are you raising disciples or, well, devices? I put dingbats in the show. But, and the reason I'm asking this is every single time I go, I mean, it doesn't even matter. We go out to a restaurant. If anybody has a kid there, they're on the phone. You had family come down from where you're from, and you have one girl, high school age, on the phone constantly the entire time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then every time you go to, like I said, every single event, people are absolutely glued to these things. Well, the more and more I learn about what's in these phones, folks, I am, as far as the toxicity, that's another level of toxicity that a lot of people don't think about and don't know about. There is a reason why we are wearing red glasses right now while doing this program. Okay. Because the blue light that's coming off those phones, to say it's deleterious to your health is a massive understatement. Same thing coming off your TV, the whole nine yards. It makes you more controllable. In fact, if you watch kids in front of cartoons, you ever notice how they zombie out? There's a reason for that. I remember seeing it, my niece and nephew, all these years ago. They just stood there like zombies watching these cartoons on TV. And I was like, this is the craziest thing I ever seen. And it's done that way on purpose. They put this blue light. In fact, you think Obama's a sinister SOB from what's going on right now? Well, folks, there's a reason why he got rid of the incandescent light bulb. And it's all tied together. It really is. In fact, when I get loaded on here, maybe we'll talk about that in a little more. I remember as an electrician, when that came out, when they said they were going to get rid of the incandescent bulb and all we were going to have were these LEDs and these compact fluorescents, because it was going to save so much energy. And I'm like, everybody who had any sense in the electrical industry like me knew that that was the most retarded statement ever made. And the reason why, if you do an energy audit on your house, even with incandescent bulbs, you will find out that the light bulbs are the least of your concerns as far as energy in your house. The biggest culprit, I mean, so for them to go after that, I smelled a rat even back then. I didn't know what it was exactly, but I knew that something, and then going from analog to digital, I was like, this, something stinks. And I was doing talk radio at the time in Kansas City. I was on KMBZ at the time. And I remember bringing it up on live radio at that time. And I remember almost being laughed at because I'm like, something stinks here. Their reasoning makes no sense to me, but it's all tied together. Now, what am I getting at here? The reason why I'm asking, are you raising disciples or nincompoops, is it has entirely to do with how much time they have on that screen. I mean, they're being programmed, and the question is by who or by whom? Now, these tech bros, you'll notice every last one of them were at Trump's inauguration. Were you invited? You know, the same people that were supposedly his mortal enemies, but they were all there, and they were given $500 billion. Look, I don't know how well we're shaping the minds when we give them screens, when we give them seeing babies, Michelle, holding these devices. And if you knew what I know about what these devices do, because I have an RF meter, I know what's coming off of these things. And these children are more susceptible to blue light toxicity than those of us that are a little bit older, because you don't have all the myelin in your brain until you're about 25. So they're being dumped on. This is why I've been all over my son about my grandbaby. And of course, he's on top of it, and my daughter-in-law as well. Look, if you have these kids and they're going to schools, they're in blue light classrooms, and that's done on purpose. And
they're using iPads instead of textbooks. So it's a lot of times you have personal iPads in addition to your school iPads, and then you've got your phone on top of that. And then in addition to like just the what you get from the devices, then you introduce all of the social media nonsense, and there's another layer of stuff that they have to deal with that at this point, this generation that is coming up, they've never had life without it or life before it. Like with William, he had life that, you know, long before he ever got a device or like, and even when he had a phone.
Well, we made him read too.
I'm just talking about he had a life that existed before he ever got a phone. It's not like he had a phone since the day he was born. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now these kids now, this generation coming up, they've always had it. They've never known it without it.
I'm seeing my nephews and nieces here, man, whenever they come to visit, and they're just zoned out in front of this TV. And I'm like, man, what is going on? So the electric rainbow, it talks about the deleterious health effects of not just that, but your AC power grid, the whole nine yards. People like Robert O. Becker, who wrote this book right here, The Body Electric. They canceled him because of what he exposed about all this stuff. But when you put it in the hands of children, folks, I mean, this isn't necessarily a parenting issue as much as it is a cultural and a health crisis. And I mean that. And when I see little kids being pushed around in the grocery store and you got your digital babysitter here, man, that just scares me because I'm like, good night, man. If you only knew what I know about this thing and then the RF that it's putting off. I mean, I tested these phones, and I even had my niece at the time when she was living here, tested those Bluetooth earbuds. Folks, AirPods, whatever you call them things, I tested those things and it was worse than the phone. And I see nearly everybody walking around with those things.
And then you've got the watches that they wear on top of it.
Oh yeah. So you got the watch and the phone and the earbuds, the whole nine yards.
So I mean, it's all the wearables that RFK is talking about.
Well, I mean, exactly. So this RF, I'm glad you brought that up. So all these wearables that he wants you to wear, they're all putting off EMF, okay? Negative EMF, okay? Very, very negative EMF. And they're monitoring everything about you. So I'm glad you pointed that out because everybody seems to think that guy's a hero and this is the same guy that said he was going to get rid of mRNA, but here we are. So, I mean, to a certain extent, these screens, because like, okay, you tell Junior, go in there, go do your homework. What are they going to do it on? The iPad. And they're issuing them at schools right now, supposedly to save money, because now they don't have to buy books. They can just give the iPads out. I couldn't even believe what I was seeing, because how many kids are going to be so distracted? They're sitting there screwing around on the iPad, and you don't know if they're surfing the internet, seeing some pornography or some other garbage they ain't got no business looking at. That nobody's got any business looking at. And these devices are absolutely, I mean, that quiet kid that you see in the back over there doesn't mean that they're necessarily well-behaved. It could be that they're just addicted. It could be.
And also, you know, speaking of pornography, I was listening to a podcast today and there was a woman on there talking. She had daughters and, that like had just turned 18, and she was talking about some of her friends' daughters. They actually had to talk them out of starting an OnlyFans account as soon as they hit 18.
What?
Like they, yes.
Wow.
So they talked them out of it. Cause that's apparently the latest thing is you hit 18 and you got to start an OnlyFans account.
I don't even know what that is. I mean, I hear people talk about it. I don't know what it is.
But
I mean,
like for women's highest goals in life, to start their own porn account is so what they have absolutely destroyed the potential for women when that is.
If that's your highest achievement. Goal. Yeah. If that's your highest goal out there. So TikTok, YouTube, all the gaming apps turn out to be more influential, and they don't think for a minute it wasn't designed that way. It's turning out to be more influential than the parents. And I know a lot of us are busy out there. I know some folks got to work multiple jobs. Look, I've been there. I've been that guy. Having to work 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, you know. There was a time when William was little. I mean, we were so busted. We'd wait until, you know, had to wait till midnight so we can go get Pampers or whatever, you know, when the money came in. I mean, look, it's not as if we can't relate. And we've lived a frugal lifestyle to be able to get to do where we do, to do what we do right now. But I know not everybody's in the same spot. You know, the husband may have run off with a go-go dancer and you're having to do what you got to do. I get it. But folks, if nothing else, take those little quiet places. I mean, what little you can. Turn off the TV one night. Say, we're going to play a board game. Put that stupid phone down. We're not even going to have it in the room. Or when you go out to a restaurant, okay, let's do what we used to do. Everybody get rid of the phone. In fact, I talked about it before. NPR, and this was like years ago, NPR did this experiment. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of NPR, but I listen from time to time because I like to know what my enemy thinks. Same reason I listen to Fox News or whatever from time to time. But anyway, they took these kids out there, and there was these PhDs doing this study. They took their phone away, and they said they had the same exact
withdrawal symptoms
that a heroin addict has. The same, and the worst thing about it was even worse. I mean, lasted longer than a heroin addict when they go off the smack, you know, whatever that is. I mean, good night. I mean, this is crazy. And that was back then. And that was back when we had, you know, just texting and stuff like that. Now you got the whole world at your fingertips right now. And don't think for a minute that I'm not practicing this myself, because there's a lot of what we do in the business we do in the digital world. But let me tell you some of the things I'm doing. Number one, every single time I touch that phone or anything like it, for the most part, there's times when you can't. I'm trying to make sure that I'm absolutely grounded. It's always in red until I have it in red mode, meaning the screen is red, until there is blue light present outside. I don't look at it in a regular environment until there is blue light present outside. Because when you're looking at a blue lit phone, the only time you get blue light in nature is midday, and your body is hardwired to see blue light as a go, 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 go signal. So when you're looking at that at night or through your TV or whatever the case may be without a blocker, even with the glasses on, the melanopsin in your skin is still taking that stuff in. It's telling you to be awake. So that's one of the things I do. And I keep it in airplane mode. And I'm not so sure the airplane mode is as awesome as we think it is, because how am I still getting texts?
No, that's I heard something else also, that airplane mode, like, you can have it, but it still allows certain things through.
Yeah, well, that tells me it's transmitting. Okay, so that tells you that it's not as awesome as you'd like. Dr. Henry Ely talks about being grounded every single time you touch that thing, and I'm trying to be as diligent about that as I possibly can. Look, I understand in the modern world it's going to be especially difficult to get rid of all these things, but man, sit down at dinner, no electronics at this table. No, you're not going to get up early. We're going to sit here, have a conversation, or just have a digital sabbatical for 24 hours and see what that goes like on the weekend, where you can absolutely monitor. All right, hand the phone over. We're going to lock this thing up. Turn these things off at night. I mean, I don't even know how kids are functioning these days when they are on these things 24/7.
Well, I think it's, I think it disrupts their sleep also.
It does. It is a fact that it's doing that very thing.
It disrupts their sleep, but I think what I'm trying to say is kids are going to sleep with the phones and staying on their phones all night.
And then that's another thing. You know, you got the Wi-Fi on in the house or on the phone. I mean, if you can't count on them, first of all, I would not even trust a child to turn that thing. It is meant to be addictive. That's what all these apps are meant to do. They're meant to be addictive. So I wouldn't even leave the option. It'd be like, okay, put your phone out here or give it to me. I'm going to put that thing in a Faraday cage overnight. You ain't touching this thing. And honestly, we got along just fine long before these phones ever came about. But man, I mean, we celebrate the idiots and castigate the intellects. That's exactly the world we live in right now. They can't tell me the Ten Commandments, but they can cite some pop culture lyrics from a movie or a song. I mean, you know, I mean, this is the world we live in right now. And folks, we got to start swinging it the other way, because I am telling you, this is getting, it is so ubiquitous. it's blowing my mind. And I know I don't get out as often as, you know, maybe a lot of people listening to this right now. You know, I don't go to a town job every day. But, you know, somebody says I am addicted to helpful YouTube channels. Yeah, I get that. But even we have to do that in moderation. And when you're doing it, if you can, at least put on some blue blockers. Get yellow if it's during the day, red when it's in the evening, or whenever there's not blue light present in nature. You're going to find out that your sleep is actually a whole lot better that way. There's so many different ways we can, so many different ways we can go about doing this. But folks, we have got to put a foot forward on with all these kids that are just, when you got a valedictorian that can't tell me the significance of 1776, you got a problem there. Okay. Can't even tell you the significance of the War of 1812. I mean, this is where we are right now. Books. I don't even know how these books places are even open anymore. Who even reads books anymore?
Well, yeah. If you go in Asheville, they have certain sections that are, what was that section?
They had a witchcraft section. Yeah, that was the biggest section I saw in there was a witchcraft section at a barn. What was it? Books a Million?
Barnes and Noble.
Got this massive witchcraft section in there. Oh yeah. I'm sure they'll read something out of that. But yeah. Go look at the spiritual sections or the Bible section and see how big that one is. Tells you everything you need to know. All right, folks, we are definitely in strange times right now, but look, we got to do everything possible to get these kids off of these things, get them outside. That's another thing too, is that kids, I don't see any kids. This is summer. They got public pools out here and there's nobody in them. Almost nobody at the pools. Okay. And if they're out of the pool, actually there is a public pool local to us. Watch what every last one of them are doing when they're not in the water. They're on the phones. Every last one of them. And there's almost nobody in there. I mean, that one in Asheville
that we drove by, there was nobody, there was not one person in that public pool.
No. And when I was a kid, man, that's what we did all summer. We go swimming all day. And yeah, you just don't see it anymore. So I think kids are just, oh, it's too hot out there. I don't want to be in the sun. Well, it's not going to look good for us. All right. I want to thank everybody for coming to check us out today. Look, it's been a joy to be with you. And folks, I know it's getting crazier and crazier, but until next time, stay alert.
Stay alive.
I'm grooving with the truth, truth, truth. Feeling that just truth, truth, truth. We got the answer. All we need to do. Listen to the earth, they got us through.
Let's see the change. Watch the world spin. From the smallest sprout to the harmony begin. In the cycle of life, for the magic's alive.